And there came a day, unlike any other, when a group of like-minded individuals were united in deep discussion through a weekly movie podcast. On that day, that film stew was born, to bring you reviews and news about the latest and upcoming movies and TV shows. This is That Film Stew.
Welcome to That Film Stew. I'm Jason.
And I'm Luke.
And this is That Movie Review. Now today we'll be discussing Dirty Grandpa. Okay, so as this is a movie review show, there will be spoilers. Luke, give us a plot, eh?
Okay. Right after the passing of his grandmother and a week before his wedding, uptight Jason Kelly, played by Zac Efron, is tricked into driving his grandfather, a perverted former Army Lieutenant Colonel, Special Forces, played by Robert De Niro, to Florida for spring break.
Okay, yeah. Now, I guess that plot description does have a bit of a... Well, spoiler in there, I suppose, but you've come this far.
We put spoilers at the top. That is one of the big reveals, or not a big reveal for the audience, to be honest.
Yeah, it's not really a movie with reveals, but that, it is.
The dirty grandpa did trick his grandson.
Yeah, and he realizes it halfway through. But let's just get straight into this, hey? It's a Zac Efron movie. Now, we've seen Zac Efron coming to life from, you know, High School Musical, the Disney days, up into, he's done a few rom-coms. A few raunchy comedies.
This is my second of his movies.
Okay, let me guess the first one.
Go for it.
17 Again.
Yep.
Boom, I think you were talking about that last week. I cheated, sorry.
Okay, quick game. And I liked that movie. I mean, I can't quite believe that it grows up to be Matthew Perry.
No one can.
But, you know, all the same, a good movie.
Yeah, I don't actually mind Zac Efron at all. A lot of people, you know, bag him out. I think they just want to. Pretty Boy types of films that he does, but nah, I think he's all right. And
yeah,
the comedies
he's
pulls
okay.
out. You haven't seen Neighbours, obviously.
Okay.
You've seen three. You've seen all of Zac Efron movies.
That's all of them. Okay, I've seen three. And yeah.
You good?
I liked him in Neighbours, or Bad Neighbours, as it's known in Australia. And
not to
yeah,
be confused with
mentioned.
Sorry.
You've got to think that's why it is.
Yeah, that's
definitely
completely
the way it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, Zac Efron, you mentioned his High School Musical days. I missed all of that. I'm not sure if you were around to watch any of them.
There was one girl that I was friends with that made me watch the third one.
Well, doesn't he like sing and take his clothes off in those movies? Or is it just singing and a bit of dancing?
I don't think he was getting naked in those.
Okay, well, he gets naked in this movie.
He was singing and lots of hands actions. Like he was...
And he does that in this movie too.
He does actually. He has a singing moment.
And, you know, the guy can sing.
If it is actually him singing, is it?
Well, you've got to assume that, you know, he was hired. Oh, then again, would he have been hired because he can sing or because of how he can look and thinking back to High School Musical?
You can tell we didn't actually look that much into it. Can Zac Efron sing? Did he really sing in High School Musical?
Let's just assume that he did.
That
because I want to give him some credit in this movie,
yeah.
Dirty Grandpa, that we're here to talk about. Not High School Musical or any of his other movies.
Oh, that's it. So if he doesn't sing himself, that'll probably break my heart a little bit.
That's a bit extreme. I don't think you'll be heartbroken.
It'll be like the moon landing being proven to be false. A whole generation of people. Nah.
Wow.
Anyway. Let's talk about Robert De Niro. He's the other guy in this movie. I like to think of De Niro as a, you know, a classy actor.
He's not playing a classy character in this movie. He's an actor.
He is an actor. I mean,
he's showing range.
It's a performance. Yeah, if anything, he's showing quite a lot of range here. You know, yeah, he's gone from real, true, like gritty adult roles to this.
But I've got to be honest. Has he done this before? I mean, this is, you know, it's a raunchy comedy, but it's pretty extreme.
Yeah, I feel like as far as his maybe more extreme comedies go, I'm thinking, you know, Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers. If you can top that role with anything.
And that's nowhere near as extreme
even,
as what you get
the same.
In this movie. I mean, I lost track of how many times De Niro put his thumb up someone's ass. You know, primarily his grandson.
I think it was the same ass, wasn't it?
Okay, yeah, no. Okay.
I think so. You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
So if that makes it any better.
The same ass many times over.
Now, wouldn't you want to put your thumb up Zac Efron's ass?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. As I was saying, I was like, just commit to it. Say it. But yeah, I don't think De Niro's even sworn as much, and the words that were coming out of his mouth. Wow.
It's a lot more extreme than that, than what I was expecting. Like, you know, raunchy comedy. It's a road movie.
Yeah, like a holiday film, I suppose. No, not a holiday. Oh, they kind of go on a little holiday. Spring Break is a holiday.
Oh, it is. And when you think of like a holiday road movie, you're thinking Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
I was thinking more like Vacation, but...
Yeah. I think they're both valid.
But then like Road Trip.
That's definitely a road movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
It's a road trip movie. Okay, so you've touched on the comedy. Let's just lay it out. People want to know, is it funny?
There was a couple of moments where I chuckled. What hand on my heart? I can't remember what happened. There were some moments where what about you?
Yeah, like with this comedy, it's, you know, like there's a lot of crude humor in there. As far as jokes go, a lot of them are hit and miss. There are some that, you know, I laugh at, some that pretty much push the bar, but then you see characters do other things that sort of be like, oh, that joke wasn't that, you know, like bad. You know, when he's kind of picking on the black guy who's also gay, and you're like, oh, you know, kind of pushing the envelope there. But then after, you know, he's standing up for him and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, so there were moments, you know, not necessarily funny, but moments like that that I did like.
But yeah, what I found was that you had kind of a more serious tone to the film. I wouldn't say it was drama, but it was... There's an actual story that I give the movie credit for. And I find like comedy versing that storyline element, I was actually enjoying the story more.
I think I could have got behind this movie a lot more if it just had more heart. That's what it was lacking for me. It was almost there for the majority of the time, but then it just pulled away in a different direction. There's a really thankless role in here, played by Dermot Mulroney, who is the son of De Niro's character and Zac Efron's dad.
Oh, yeah.
His role was just so thankless.
There was not really anything to it.
No.
That's what you mean by thankless, right?
That is exactly
just confirming that. Yeah, just an empty sort of part to it. So,
but there were some supporting characters in here that really shined. Initially, I really liked the character of Nick, who plays the cousin of Efron's
initially,
character. Played by Adam Pally.
No. Do you know what? Actually, at the beginning of the film, you introduced you know, his character and, you know, Zac Efron's fiance in the film. Pretty much his family. I hated all of them, but I think that was the point. But no, especially Nick. I hated that guy.
I mean, he did take it a bit too far with what he does for a job, you know,
yeah.
Like he breeds rare dogs. But I liked him initially, but when we came back to him at the end, which we'll get to, I was off him as a character.
He seemed like an actual different... Oh, I guess he was sober to an extent then, to an extent.
I'm going to put it out there. Okay, so we're talking about, you know, a film with two leads, Zac Efron, Robert De Niro. For me, the highlight in this movie is Aubrey Plaza, who you'd know from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, she's a crazy, odd-looking... chick.
I mean, she was definitely, for me, the standout character. So she played sex-obsessed Lenore. But yeah, she was generally funny. She was really good. Her character was so extreme and, I guess, you know, single-minded. She just wanted to sleep with De Niro's character, who made out that he was a professor, and she'd made up her mind that during her studies, certain people she wanted to sleep with, like, you know, fellow students, and a professor was the only one that she'd not got to yet.
Yeah, but then you have the film trotting along where De Niro's character, you know, like really trying to go out of his way to make sure that happens, you know, like, and he doesn't want to screw it up. And even when everything seems to be falling apart at the end, she's still keen.
She is.
Like literally nothing really mattered. All he had to do was just get her there, like be in a room naked with her.
But without her in that role, I think that character could have just gone the complete opposite direction.
Yeah,
where she ended up being my favorite
part
of the
movie. Role, which is good. The other girl, though, I suppose the lead female role, Shadia, played by Zoe Dausch.
Bland.
Bland.
Just bland.
But cute. And that's all. That's all you need for me.
Boring.
Oh. But boring. She was a photographer and she took nice pictures, and, which I didn't actually see any of.
And everyone's character, Jason Kelly, yeah, apparently he used to want to be a photographer, work for Time Magazine, but then he was, I guess, you know, bullied, not bullied, but strongly persuaded by his father to enter into the family law firm. And that's what he did. He worked as a lawyer, but his passion was elsewhere. His fiancée was just absolutely horrible, which, you know, that she's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's the point. That is the point. So I guess, like, those characters playing the ones in his family that are terrible, actually good.
I mean, this is one cliched movie.
Like, oh, absolutely.
You know, like, it's got
characters, every cliche. Characters are stereotypes.
The wacky drug dealer, he's in here.
The, like, useless cops.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll just address the black gay guy again, the over-the-top gay guy. But no, like, going back to Shadia, she was pretty, and, you know, the point of her character was to give Zac Efron's character a complete story arc, which was, you know, he found his passion for what he really wanted in life through her, which is a nice thing. Sitting there with a stunned face.
Well, I mean, you're right in what you're saying. You know, the movie, yeah. You know, had closure. You know, it's that, you know, one of the many, many, like I said, there's so many cliches in here. The relationship he's been in for years isn't working, so he throws it all away and runs after the girl that he's just met, and then they go and live happily ever after. We did put a spoiler warning at the top of the podcast, but that is what happens. They set sail and
on a
go
bus.
And do work. For...
oh, no, they do go on a boat. They do.
Well, on a bus to a boat to set sail and do charity work for a year.
See, it's a nice movie.
Yeah, and then they sail off. And, okay, so if we get to the end of the movie, you find out that, so we mentioned cousin Nick. He actually sleeps with Meredith, the fiancée. Yeah, so then you find out, you know, she's even more horrible than we thought. You know, everybody's painted in an extreme.
Yeah, it's either you're the worst person or you're the horniest person or you're the... Well, that's about it, actually.
It's like it's not, it's as if it's not enough for Jason Kelly to leave the relationship because he no longer thinks that it's right for him. They need to put that extra thing in there, oh, and she also cheated.
Yeah.
Just as an audience member, oh, yeah, you're definitely with him.
You're definitely hitting it right on the mark. So he's not just leaving and being like, no, I'm doing this for myself. You know, I've grown as a person. I've learned these things, and I'm doing this for me. Well, it's that. And then, yeah, he's also a dog, a dirty, dirty dog.
And the last thing we end on, so De Niro's character, Dick Kelly, him and Lenore, as you've said, end up together. But not only that, she becomes pregnant.
Mm.
And Jason is left with a nana that is also a baby. And De Niro's what now, his uncle? Is that how it works? It gets very confusing.
No, De Niro's son is Zac Efron's uncle. Who's a baby. And Aubrey Plaza's character is now Zac Efron's grandmother.
That's right. But then the baby is also his new nana.
Hey?
No?
No? What?
That's not right.
Because the baby's his uncle. That's it, done.
But I thought the baby was a girl.
No, it's a boy.
Oh, my word.
Oh, it's too hard. That,
okay.
So that was a post-credit scene that obviously went way...
way over my head.
Who's that purple guy?
I had one foot out the door at that stage.
Yeah, you were late. Lights came on and you were up.
So Dick Kelly and Lenore have a baby girl.
Boy.
I'm sure it's a girl.
No, it's a boy because they say, that's my uncle.
Okay, they have a baby. Oh, my God. Okay. So who's the baby then? Is that then his uncle?
Yeah, it's his uncle. That's right, Zac Efron's character's uncle.
There we go. Hopefully, I've not confused anybody because I've confused myself.
Oh, so people are going to go into this movie and be like, oh, there's a really complicated post-credit scene coming up.
Oh, well, hopefully, before listening to this, they've already watched the movie. I'd hate to spoil it for anybody.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want that. All right, let's... Besides that, because you obviously love that scene, what were some of your favourite bits?
Oh, sorry.
Well, it was someone...
sorry, the baby... I still think it's a girl, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Okay, regardless of the sex of the baby, he or she shoves the thumb up Jason Kelly's ass, just like Dirty Grandpa did throughout the whole movie.
When does that happen?
That happens at
did
the
I
end.
Miss that?
The baby
Is there a second post-credit scene?
I don't know. This is the same one. This is the same one because it's like, I watched this movie and I'm like, oh my God. And then it ends with the baby putting its thumb up everyone's ass.
Just to be clear, this scene also happens to be in a church.
Yes.
And do you know what? That, I think, sums up the type of humour in this movie. If that's what you're after, that's what you want, give it a shot.
I mean, yeah, if you ever wanted to watch De Niro jerking off over porn tapes, repeatedly jamming his thumb up Efron's ass, then I guess this film's for you.
Now, him jerking off, that does not take long for the movie to get into it. That's...
When you first meet
him... It wasn't even 10 minutes, I don't think.
He's at his wife's funeral, he's bearded, and the next time you see him, he's clean-shaven, and yeah, masturbating.
As you would...
I mean, this is Dirty Grandpa, after all. Before going to see it, I kept mixing it up in my mind with Bad Grandpa, which was the Jackass movie.
Yeah.
That I didn't quite make it through.
Yeah, I think I've just seen scenes of that. And then, should we watch that and review that?
No.
Oh, too late?
No.
We're here now.
We've already, you know, whether it's dirty or bad, I think we've done Grandpa movies for 2016.
But how dirty is he, actually? I mean, like, he does have the storyline where he's doing everything for his grandson.
You find out that he sees that his grandson is in a loveless marriage, so, you know, the road trip is more about what's best for his grandson than is what's best for him, although he does still want to get laid by a college girl. In the movie, 21, the actress is 31.
Fun facts.
It's still gross, you know, however you look at it. But no, he is a
dirty grandfather.
Would you
not have sex with De Niro if the opportunity came up?
I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, would you let him stick his thumb up your ass? Hesitation.
But then you could say, Robert De Niro stuck his thumb up my ass.
Well, that's a yes. he's
the fame.
He is, you know, dirty in this movie. I mean, at one point, he dangles his grandson's face. I mean, boundaries are pushed in this movie. I mean, come on.
No, but that was a good setup. It was like, he's sleeping naked, they're sharing a bed. It's like, if that touches me one more time, and it's like, fine, fair enough, lights are off. He's like, he wakes him up. Jason, what the hell? I love it.
I mean, I know it's a comedy, but it's the most predictable movie that I've watched in a long time.
I can't argue with that at all. Any terrible bits that are overly bad that you're just like, no, get out of here?
Throughout the movie, but I've forgotten them.
I think in small doses that didn't ruin the movie too much.
I can't quite tell. Like, do you think this is a chance for, like, De Niro to just cut loose? Do you think he's enjoying himself in this movie?
Like, he's like, I've done serious stuff. I just really want to mess around and...
Because...
Oh, wow, that's his character in this movie.
It's hard to tell because, like, for a lot of the time, you know, he looks pretty miserable. Regardless of what's coming out of his mouth, he does look miserable.
No, that's just his face. But he has, like, that
also,
grumpy cat face.
He's just lost his wife, so he's allowed to be miserable, you know, as a character. Mm. Well, it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, other actors were considered for the Dirty Grandpa role. Jeff Bridges, Michael Douglas.
Oh, do you know what? I really could see Michael Douglas doing it. No.
See, I was going to say Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, De Niro, he's fine. And again, I do think this is different to what he's done before. And Zac Efron, like, he's fine.
I think maybe I'm too familiar with De Niro as... You know, other characters that he's played. I'm too familiar with him as an actor. With Michael Douglas, I'm not as sort of, that's Michael Douglas. I can sort of forget that he's an actor and maybe believe that he was an old guy character. Yeah.
I mean, that's the movie.
That's it. And I summed it up.
Yeah. Somebody that we've not yet mentioned, Danny Glover is in this movie.
Yeah, for like a whole... 35 seconds.
Very, very brief. I mean, Danny Glover, he's been getting too old for this shit my entire life.
That is true.
He's still going. Barely, but he is still going.
Isn't his character literally too old for anything that's going on? Like, he's just ready to die. He's literally sitting there being like, I'm ready to die.
Yeah, I'm not sure about you, but a lot of the audience that I was with at the cinema... were old or older. And whenever De Niro was doing his dirty grandpa thing, whether he's, you know, just being crass or whatever he's doing, he was getting big laughs. from the older members.
Does that mean old people are really like that? God, I hope not. Oh, God.
What even we realise is, you know, as a young person, early 30s, you're like, what, 25?
Yeah, you hit it right on the mark, yeah.
We're young.
I'm younger.
Where's Zac Efron? You know, the older audience members, they're having a ball. Where the young guys sat with De Niro's thumb up his ass. Maybe the movie's just not for us.
Mate, you've actually literally critiqued the movie from, like, I don't know, a different stratosphere there. You've come in from a strange angle and you've got it right on the mark. That's movie analysis right there.
So if you're a fan of De Niro, further on in life, maybe Dirty Grandpa is for you.
So it's not really for us then. Yeah, we're getting picked on. Yeah.
I don't want a thumb up my ass.
Who does? Oh, and that's it. That was all good. Okay, let's wrap this up. We'll do some trivia and then we'll do our rating.
Okay. So for the film's theatrical poster, De Niro actually lifted Efron on his back without any help. So there's one of the main posters out where you've got De Niro lifting Zac Efron across his shoulders.
Yep, and that's in the movie as well.
Yeah, and that's real.
So in the movie, is it real as well?
I can only speak to the poster.
Okay, well, find out for me.
But the poster, I'll get back to you on that one. But in the poster, he lifted him on his back himself. So, you know, he's getting older, but he's still a strong lad.
He's fit.
He's a strong lad.
Okay, I'll let you do your rating first, just to see if I rated it too high.
Okay, now, the screenplay was featured in the 2011 Blacklist, which is a list of the most liked unmade scripts of the year. I think it should have stayed there.
Oh,
I did not enjoy this movie.
See, what that might be saying is that, like I said, you know, the story is there. I guess they took elements and they executed things in a different direction than they should have. But I think at the core, it is there. There is a movie there. There's a story. It's there.
There is. And again, like I said earlier, it was just lacking heart for me. It's one popcorn out of five.
Whoa! One.
It's one of the, you know, one of the few movies I've seen this year.
Wow.
This year looks to be a solid year of movies.
Good start.
And
hey, Goosebumps is all right.
Yeah, it's real Goosebumps. But, you know, that was a movie that was delayed from last year.
So technically a 15 movie.
Dirty Grandpa, one popcorn out of five. Now, due to your reaction, I think you're going to rate it slightly higher.
Oh, wow. Definitely not the best movie ever. I'm not even close. Comedy is a hit and miss. The crude humour is definitely there, so if that's what you want, it's there for you. It might take it a bit too far at times, which, again, if that's what you want, that's fine. I reckon there is actually something there to the movie story-wise. Even if the characters are like very two-dimensional and to the extremes and stereotypes, you know, I enjoyed watching them sort of have fun. It looked like everyone was just having a good laugh with it. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 popcorns. So someone's eaten half a popcorn. Probably the director.
Whoa! what do you know about the director?
I don't know. I didn't actually look who directed the movie. Oh,
okay.
Sorry about that for reviewing and all that.
Well, don't be getting personal.
Sorry, mate, whoever you are. Or lady.
Oh, it's a guy. I just can't remember his name.
Wow. We're the worst reviewers. Okay.
Don't tell people.
No, I think they can tell. If you like what you're hearing, or you might not, whatever, follow us on Facebook or Twitter. This and all of our other podcasts are available on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. We also have our website, www.thatfilmstewpodcast.weebly.com. Thanks for listening.
See ya.